You're listening to my Soulful Selling Stories series running every day until the 1st of May with daily mini interviews, all to celebrate the first birthday of my Soulful Sales Society membership, which, by the way, has just reopened for a very limited time until May the 1st. You can read more at ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS. This is my flagship membership where you will get the strategy and support you need to sell daily with ease and totally transform your selling and launch experience to suit your mind and body. And from the 7th of May, we're also going to run a live version of the famous Sell Every Day Challenge for 10 days, which is going to kick things off for you in the best way. So as well as this interview series, I'm also doing something extra special to mark the first anniversary of the membership with a daily bonus bonanza. Every day the doors are open, I'm going to add a new tool, training, or mindset process to support you in your selling journey. This is in addition to the laid-back launching trainings, the sales mindset, and the soft selling trainings, plus all the support you get from me in the form of regular Q&As, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins. Basically, everything you need to be supported, to sell more often, to sell more easily, and to make more sales of your offers, including implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. So if you want to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more and to see today's new bonus. Enjoy. There is no such thing as a perfect offer, perfect messaging, or perfect pricing. And as hard as it can feel, the way to figure out what is truly right for you is to allow yourself to show up, see how it goes, and tweak along the way, which is what today's episode is all about. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome back to the Soulful Sales Show. Today, I am chatting with Nimisha Kantharia about finding the courage to build momentum by selling before she has it all perfectly figured out, something that is very close to my heart, plus the permission and reassurance that can come from seeing other people also show up and sell imperfectly their way. Nimisha is a mother, surgeon, writer, artist, and mindfulness teacher from Nagpur, India. Mindfulness saved her surgical career in 2016, but only changed her life after she became a mother in 2019. This is why she is passionate about making mindfulness accessible to everyone in ways that work for them and their life. She takes a trauma-sensitive approach to mindfulness, which means that she prioritizes bodily autonomy and a felt sense of safety in her work. Her values include integrity, curiosity, and joy. She runs a mindfulness membership called The Middle Path, Mindfulness Your Way. As you'll hear, Nimisha has gone from going back and forth about her business decisions and fear of judgment for her prices to compassion and momentum with the way she shows up, markets, and sells in her business. I would love to start by hearing a little bit more about your business and your journey.
I'm a mindfulness teacher and I'm a certified coach as well. But the main part of my business right now is a mindfulness membership that I run, which is a low-cost membership. It's $7 a month. And basically through the membership, I've kept it deliberately a low-cost membership because I wanted it to be accessible to as many people as possible. I've started it. It's only been 3 or 4 months in the membership, but I started my business about 9-10 months ago. And I started with this idea actually of marrying art with self-care topics like mindfulness. But then when I started talking on mindfulness, I found that I had so much to say because I've been actively learning and practicing mindfulness for almost a decade now, since 2016. And so it's quite a significant part of my daily life, and it's had a huge impact on my life. So it just kind of seemed natural to pivot and teach mindfulness. It seemed like the best way to get it to as many people as possible.
So let's dive into your Soulful Selling story. And the topic that you suggested we talk about today, well, there was a couple of things, but I'm going to start with the first one, which was you really getting behind the value of your offer and that helping you to feel more comfortable to sell what you do. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Maybe how it was feeling before, and how you actually get behind the value of your offer. What does that even mean?
So here's the here's how it kind of it happened for me is that I happened to do one of your challenges, the Sell Everyday challenges. I happened to attend it last May when I didn't even have anything to sell. So I was kind of doing it with an imaginary. I'm also an artist. I paint, and I know that your challenge is more for like digital products and online. But I was thinking of, you know, selling a piece of art, like an actual piece of artwork. And so what was coming up for me was all the reasons why I'm not comfortable selling art. And kind of that, when I translated it to creating mindfulness products, like I have, the first thing that I ever created and sold was a set of 10 prompts of mindfulness for under like 5 minutes of mindfulness. And it's in a Notion deck. So you kind of can get a random prompt every day. So kind of bringing in that fun element, which is important to me. And what I learned in that challenge was that you have to really believe in what you are selling. Whatever price you put on it is the second part of it. But you have to be sure that, you know, you're okay with people paying for that, whatever may be your reasons. And, you know, sometimes they're limiting beliefs, sometimes it's mindset stuff. But you know, setting it aside, in the given moment, whatever feels right to you, you kind of have to align yourself there to be able to kind of sell it effectively, if that makes sense. So I was able to price this at a price that felt good to me, which was, it was also low ticket. It was an integrity for me to sell that thing. I was sure of my knowledge. I was sure of what I had created, and I was sure of the value of it to someone if they paid that much money for it, which is what I got out of your challenge, which is about a lot more than this. But for me, this was the first step.
Before you were doing the challenge, how were you finding selling before then and thinking about the value of your offers?
I was going into loops. See, I was going into these loops of, this is what other people charge, but I'm not that experienced, so I should charge more or I should charge less. I think what that challenge really gave me was, it's okay to start where you are. And now, you know, it's been almost a year since that challenge. So I don't know if this is what you intended, but what I took away from it was this, that it's okay for me to start where I am and to start at whatever price feels right for me. I don't need to go into these loops about this is worth more or, you know, get into my limiting beliefs and mindset immediately. I can just start with whatever price feels right. And then I have the option to raise it later, right? I have the option to reduce it later. It can move with me. You sometimes don't start because you get paralyzed with all of these. Oh, but this is too much. But if I think this is too much, then I'm, you know, limiting myself. Mm-hmm. So is there limiting belief work I have to do? But oh my God, I have so much limiting belief work to do. So then I never sell anything. So it just gave me this way to say, this is it. This is what I think it's worth now. This is what I feel is like a fair price for it. I know I may be undercharging. That's okay. I can start here. So I think that is the piece that really let me start. And then I could take it into everything else I did. Like, I still have issues with pricing and charging. But, you know, I'm a work in progress. I don't need to figure it all right now and be comfortable selling, I don't know, high ticket packages before I start selling at all. I can take it stepwise. So yeah. that's the thing that I really got out of that challenge.
I think loads of people will relate to that. There's this space we get stuck in where we're thinking and we're like, I know I should be doing this. I know I should be charging higher. Or am I doing myself a disservice? But no, I'm not behind it. So I can't actually bring myself to get out and sell it at that price. I am a huge believer, as you will know, in building that momentum and doing it imperfectly and figuring out as you go. And yes, absolutely, you want to dig into any limitations you might be putting on yourself around your pricing and stuff, but it's so much better to be doing that while you're actually taking action and putting your work out there into the world.
Yeah. Because I realized that each thing, each time you sell, and this was another great thing I learned from you, that selling is in your hands. And people buying is not exactly in your hands. It's people's free will and choice and their need in the moment. And of course, there's stuff again that we can work on, messaging and aligned pricing and all of those things. Yes. But it's my job to put my offer out there as perfectly imperfect as it is in the given moment with whatever messaging I have. And then I can keep tweaking things. And so a lot of my confidence built up in the tweaking of things, right? people weren't writing me off forever because one thing was not perfectly written. They were, you know, okay with me changing and pivoting the messaging around what I was selling as well, right? So that gave me a lot of confidence. Just, you know, I realized that confidence comes from doing it in these small, small little steps and not kind of waiting till it's so perfect and then you're birthing this perfect baby that can already walk and talk and run around the place. You can just birth the baby and let it grow with you.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I would argue that no matter how long we wait and no matter how much work we put in, that will never be possible. Like, we will never put something out there that is perfect because, like you said, you learn from all the tweaks and you learn from putting it out there. And like, it's not even just getting feedback from your customers and seeing what works. It's actually about feeling how it feels to you. Like, how, I don't know if you can relate to, like, sometimes we put an offer out there, we think it's absolutely the right thing for us. And then we put it out there and we think, you know what? That's not really the direction that I want to take my work in. That's not really the way that I want to work best. But we don't know it until we try.
That's happened to me. You know, I've come across a post that I've done in a book, like a selling post I've done in someone's group. And then I'd be like, did I write this? I'm not aligned with this anymore. Like, I don't like the way I've written this. I you know. And so then I get the opportunity to change that, right? I'm not stuck with it forever. I can always go back and edit it. And if I've said something that, you know, is potentially harmful, I can always own up to it and say, like, I didn't like the way I said this. I don't want to say this anymore. This is what I can say. So I think it just made me a lot less afraid and a lot more accepting that I'm going to make mistakes along the way and that it's okay to do so.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, yeah, sometimes when I'm coaching my clients, a lot of the time, and actually for myself, let's be honest, a lot of the time it's like we get stuck on making a decision, like what to do next or how to price this or how to communicate the value of this offer. And it's like, whatever we decide now is not a forever decision. It's our next step decision. It gets us moving, put it out there, but it is never forever. Okay. So the next thing that you shared that was really a big part of your soulful selling journey was watching other people sell, people that you respect, and watching them sell with integrity. So I would love to hear, if you have any specific examples of things you saw that maybe shifted things for you, that would be great. Or maybe just more generally about how this has helped you.
I think it was just more general, you know. I think it was something you said. I think it may have been in relation to how many emails people send during a launch.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized I haven't bought everything you've launched ever since I've been in your world, right? But I still like receiving your launch emails. I like reading through them. I like seeing what you have on offer. And I like seeing if I need it in my life or I don't need it. And sometimes when I don't need it, maybe I won't read all the emails, but it doesn't annoy me. And it shed a light on this thing that when people that you like and you admire, they are selling things that you know that they are aligned with. See, I'm a woman in India. Your pricing may not work for me, right? But I know that for you, it's a fair pricing. You're aligned because you are a person who works in integrity with everything, in everything that I'm watching you with. So I don't judge you. And so I assume now that people don't judge me. Whereas earlier, I used to have this default of, oh my God, I'm selling this and people are going to judge me. Mindfulness. Yeah. There's so much free information, right? You can conceivably say, why should anyone have to pay for any of it at all? So I kind of had to work through that. And one of the ways I worked through it was to realize that a lot of business stuff also, there's a lot of information out there. There are books, there are YouTube videos, there are podcasts. And you buy from people that you admire and you like because they kind of filter it through their experience. And they stand behind the work that they're teaching, whatever they're teaching you. And they're in alignment with their pricing. And you can learn from that. And you can learn from it and apply it back to your own life as well. So it kind of becomes this nice feedback loop of watching people and then seeing how it can apply back to you and in what you're doing. I hope that makes sense.
No, it absolutely
it makes
makes
perfect sense.
Sense
to me in my head.
It does. And this has so been my journey as well, especially because I started out my first business in 2008. And I feel like the internet was really different back then. And I had no clue that online business was even a thing. I just accidentally started an online business. And this is where seeing different examples of different types of people is very, very important. Seeing people that you resonate with on all kinds of different levels, like whether it's like their shared values, their shared circumstances, their background, whatever, really, really important. Because as soon as you see an example of someone doing things a little bit differently or from a little bit of a different perspective, it just opens up the possibilities for you. Also, what I noticed, because this was part of my journey to becoming more confident, being visible, I started to pay more attention to where people were maybe messing up a little bit, or, you know, being a little bit disorganized, yeah, or being a little bit.
I do that too.
So
yeah.
much. Yeah.
Looking for the human in the people that, you know, because sometimes you can go into this admiration bubble and then you can think, oh my God, they're so perfect. They've got it all sorted. Their branding is so on point. Like, their colors are perfect. Their fonts are perfect. Their emails are, you know, so well written. And then you can go into this, they've got it, they're sorted. And then, you know, you look for the areas where they're being human, and then you can, you know, not cut yourself slack, but you can be kinder to yourself. You can give yourself more grace for, you know, being a person who's just starting out and kind of making mistakes along the way, or kind of just being human sometimes, you know, not even mistakes, like going back on something that doesn't feel aligned, or, you know, shifting and pivoting, things like that, which can again become a big, and they used to be a big thing for me. I said this, now I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do that. But I've seen people pivot. I've seen people not do things. I've seen them own up and apologize. I've seen them make up in different ways. And all of that helps to kind of humanize the online business, because we are, there's this really great coach that I follow who says all businesses are P2P. Like, they're people to people, right? It's not business to business or business to customer. It's P2P. And I was like, oh my God, yes, that's true, you know? Because when you see your business mentors being human, you can give yourself permission to be human.
Yeah, so true. Really, really powerful. So I guess anyone listening to this, I would just really encourage you to, if there's something that you have been holding yourself to very high standards about, or thinking you can't do because you're not a certain way, just pay attention to the people who are doing it anyway, and maybe imperfectly. For me, that was definitely, I used to think, like, I'm not charismatic enough to like go live or talk on a podcast and stuff. But, you know, there's plenty of less confident or less loud, more gentle people doing podcasts and stuff, which I really appreciated always.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for sharing that with us. So before we wrap up, I would love to know, what is your biggest win, lesson, or mindset shift since being part of the Soulful Sales Society membership?
Oh, that must be that has to be, there are so many. I wish I thought this out better, but the first thing that came to my mind is what I'm going to share, which is when you did the sell every day, and we did it for a whole month, and coming up with inventive ways to sell. And a lot of them can be behind the scenes. And I think that's when that message really sunk into me, that it's my job when I'm aligned, you know, when I'm behind my offer, when the price feels right to me, when what the value of what I'm giving is right to me, it's my job to tell people about it. So whether people are going to buy from my talking about it or not is not exactly in my hands. And of course, if no one buys, then I might need to look at messaging or tweak stuff, and all of that is fine. But it's my job to let people know about it, because, you know, how else are they going to know about it? So I think that was nice. And it was very playful and fun to kind of think of ways to, you know, just add a PS into your email, or to put it in your signature, or to do these little things where people know you have stuff, whether they're your free or paid offers. And then they have the choice, right, to engage with your offers or not, or to take you up on your offers or not. But, you know, yeah, I think that was nice to look at the fun in the whole process.
Thank you for sharing that. And finally, where can people go to follow you and find out more about your work?
So the best place probably is Instagram. It's the most consistent place that I show up on, and I'm there as Mindfulness with Nimisha. And I'll be doing my website soon. So hopefully that will happen sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Great. Thank you. All those links will be in the show notes, including the link to the freebie. Thank you so much, Nimisha. I love this chat, and just a really important reminder to show up imperfectly, allow yourself to put things out there even before you've figured it all out, and figure it out as you go.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite. Sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter.
And don't forget to keep tuning back in for daily mini Soulful Selling Stories interviews from now until the 1st of May. Plus, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society membership, where you're going to get access to the laid-back launching, sales mindset, and soft selling trainings. You're going to get regular support from me in the form of Q&A, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins, plus the Sell Every Day Challenge that so many of these interviews have been raving about, as well as regular implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. And if that wasn't enough, there's also a new bonus being added every day until the 1st of May. So head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out what that bonus is. I can't wait to support you to sell more your way.